The Air Force is privatizing water, wastewater, and electrical utilities at the Grand Forks Air Force Base and the Cavalier Air Force Station. Les Kanar is deputy base civil engineer for the 219th Civil Engineer Squadron. He said it's part of an Air Force initiative to sell its utilities where possible to private firms who have more expertise and now have promised to make upgrades.
It's a great program because what it does is it allows the Air Force to maximize that utility reliability, you know, increase all that mission insurance by selling our utility systems to a private company, another company, to help us jump on maybe some innovative improvements, make some upgrades, build some resiliency into it, do some more energy assurance into it that maybe that they can do that maybe we were never allowed to do due to regulations or funding limitations.
Base Utilities Incorporated of Minot has been awarded the water and wastewater contract. It's a 50-year deal worth $285.5 million. Base Utilities has also committed to more than $10 million worth of upgrades.
We've identified some water lines that are in need of repair, some wastewater lines that are in need of repair, and they have a neat system that will hopefully do it in the less obtrusive manner possible. We've got some other issues we'd like to have monitored, so more real-time, how are our pumps working, how's our water towers working, you know, install some innovative systems that can monitor and provide real-time data that we don't have the ability to do today.
NODAC Electric Cooperative of Grand Forks got the contract for electrical service. It's $85.5 million over 50 years. NODAC will spend $1.7 million in improvements.
We've done a real good job on the electrical part of burying a lot of our undergrounds. There's still a little bit more work we want to do. Their list of things to do is a little smaller, but still stuff that we couldn't get at financially and as quickly as we needed, but they'll jump on it for us in that first 5 years.
Kanar said when all is said and done, the Air Force will get what it needs at a competitive price. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.